In a world where technology has brought order.
Hey, whoa, dude, what?
I just started the intro. What are you doing?
I know. What are you doing, man? We started this. This is a special bonus episode. Remember, kind of the point was just to...
I completely forgot about that.
Let people know about the little change we're going to be doing, maybe.
Yeah.
Why don't we hit the right music, maybe?
Startled me.
Yeah, we're starting on a great note tonight, aren't we? Let's try again.
All right, here we go. Here's the real music.
All right.
And now it's time for Dear Digital Soup, a chance for you, the listener, to ask your question to the Digital Soup podcast. Jason, Adam, and usually Dave will do their best to answer your question, technical or non-technical. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong, and sometimes they say the dumbest thing you could possibly imagine. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Dear Digital Soup.
All right. We are in our new format here.
Yes. Exciting.
Something new we're starting. We had asked all of our listeners to go ahead and send in some tech questions, and we would actually do an episode where we answer it, and we'll play your question live on the air. Mm-hmm. We'll answer it, and hopefully we'll all be a little bit more wiser.
Right.
Absolutely.
Should be fun. I like the idea that we changed it a little bit more to a listener-driven show, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what you've been requesting. We've listened, and now we're doing it.
Right. Should be fun.
All right. Well, why don't we jump right in? We got a bunch of calls and emails here, so let's go ahead and go to the first one here. And I'm not actually even sure who these are from, but hopefully they identify themselves. So here's the first one.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. It's like Cassandra from Kickaboo, Kansas. My VCR, like, always says noon, so it's only, like, right, twice a day. Can you, like, fix it for me?
Okay. Okay, well, the first thing I noticed was she says it always says noon, and then she says it's right twice a day.
Right.
I always thought noon only happened once. But,
yeah. True. I didn't even catch that. I was hung up on the fact she's still using a VCR.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even think about that either.
Wow. All right.
So, yeah, well, what, you're going to want to get yourself a different media device.
Yeah, let's
definitely.
You know,
VCRs, really.
Definitely recommend at least a DVD player. You can probably get one on the cheap from like Walmart or something. But otherwise,
they even sell,
you know,
DVD players anymore?
I bet you can find one for like $30, $40, something like that. But, you know, I bet probably a better option, you know, look into some of the streaming services like, you know, Netflix or Hulu or Amazon. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about them a little bit a while back, probably a little better option. But if you're stuck with the VCR as your only option and you're trying to get that darn clock fixed, you know, what do you recommend?
Oh, man, I can't.
Jason, I mean, you're the only one old enough to remember.
I used to have one, and sometimes I would, if it was blinking and it would bother you, you would set something in front of the VCR.
So yeah, little tape.
Put some electrical tape on it. Yeah, yep. Something like that.
Because there is some button in there somewhere where you can set that.
Exactly.
Right.
I was going to say, Cassandra, honestly, I don't think any of us could even answer that question because it's been forever. You'd probably have to pull out the manual, but you know,
I mean,
do
I
you still have that?
Chances are, yeah. Well, that's a good thing. Google. You can probably Google the make and model of your VCR and check out the manual on how to set the time. So.
Probably. But
right.
I think the consensus here is all three of us say, go get something more modern.
Right.
Yeah. Toss that in the garbage.
Right.
All right. Well, let's go on to the second question here. And awesome. This one actually does say it's from Conrad, but that's about it.
Okay.
Let's see what it says.
Hey, Digital Soup. My name's Conrad, and I have a question for you. How do I get my girlfriend to stop stealing all my sweaters?
Ooh.
What?
Wow.
Wow, so he's the same size as his girlfriend, huh?
Well.
So either she's a hefty gal or he's like a little waifu.
Well, come
boy.
On now, you know? I mean, could be that, you know, maybe she likes to wear his little oversized, you know, sweaters on her, kind of that Seattle grunge, you know, type feeling. I mean, I don't.
You
there's
know,
a lot of women that like a nice. You look at when women buy hoodies a lot of time. They
maybe,
like a nice big hoodie, comfy.
Yeah, but only if they're planning on robbing the convenience store.
No.
Hey, there could be a completely different explanation. Maybe she likes the way he smells.
Could be.
And she
maybe
wants
she's
to
not
wear
wearing
his
them.
Scent all day.
Well, and did he say that his girlfriend was stealing them and wearing them, or just stealing?
Just
them?
Stealing them. Yeah.
Oh well, she's not maybe wearing she's... them. She's just taking them. Maybe she's making you a quilt.
A quilt? Maybe.
Maybe or she's giving it to her real boyfriend. You know, you might want to look into that.
Maybe if, well, if she wants to destroy his sweater, she can just hold the string while he walks away.
Oh, brilliant. I love it.
So, I mean, just saying.
I mean,
get her own sweater and then have a conversation.
And then you wear it and teach her. Say, so how do you like that?
You start taking her sweaters.
Yeah. What if you? What if she started, like, you know, he just started,
like that?
Stealing her socks or something and wearing the, or her shoes. I don't know. But
wear underwear on your head. That'll teach her.
Or, like, spill a lot, you know, put, like, some rigatoni spaghetti sauce all over and be like, babe, this one's all kind of smutsed up, you know.
Or start buying really terrible sweaters.
Yeah. Ugly sweater ugly sweater party. Yeah, it's ugly sweater all year. Hmm. But, you know, maybe it is she just likes the smell or something like that, wants to have them close. I mean, a real solution could be, just saying, this will sound lame, but, you know, give her one of your sweaters, make a production out of it, and, you know, maybe spray, if she likes your smell, it's probably your cologne or something like that. Spray a little on there, you know, and every time you go visit, just kind of freshen it up when she's not looking, and maybe that'll deter her from stealing the rest, you know.
Or Febreze it and get rid of the scent, and she'll stop craving the sweater.
Or
we do not know what we're talking about. Yeah. Why are we answering questions about sweaters?
I don't know. This is a tech show, but you could consider a restraining order.
I like it.
Well, I'm still gonna go with that. She has a boyfriend, and I'm gonna say that boyfriend is probably Bill Cosby. You know how much he loves sweaters.
Low.
Jello pudding. Hey, I was doing that right there. We talked about this, Adam. You don't step on my jokes, man.
Well, Conrad. We wish you the best of luck with that one, man. I mean, that's a tough one. Thankfully, I'm, you know, as all of us are bigger dudes, and so our wives aren't stealing our clothes too much. But
my wife steals my clothes all the time.
Yeah, and then she puts them back clean. It's weird.
It's strange.
It's the weirdest thing. The elves. You see that ad where the guy puts the laundry out on the table in the dining room. He's telling his wife all excited, like, "You got to see this. It's amazing. We have elves in here. I put these
the
dirty
she
clothes
looks at
here.
Him, right?
Yeah. And in the morning, they're all folded and clean." Yeah. Well, good luck with that one, Conrad. Yeah. Hopefully,
let
you can get that figured out. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Next caller right now.
Digital Soup, I have a question. Why do cats lick their butts?
Well, first off, don't we have an age restriction on these questions?
Oh, no.
Well, this is for two, awesome. What is digital show about a cat's butt? Seriously.
Well, and she was asking why they lick?
Well, because they don't have hands, little girl. They can't wash themselves with a wash rag.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they can't. It's not like they can use toilet paper.
Sometimes they just need to get a leg up.
Yeah, get a leg up, yeah.
They're just cleaning themselves.
I mean,
maybe they ate something good and they wanted to taste it again. I don't know.
Oh, yuck.
You never know. Well, that's why dogs do it.
Twice baked tuna fish.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of grossing myself out here. Sorry, guys.
What is cat food names, Ian? I'm trying to think.
Friskies. Meow Mix.
Meow Mix.
Meow Meow. Cat Chow.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, no, cat chow is what they feed dogs.
Oh, man.
It's made from cat.
I don't know why they do that. I mean, dogs do it too, though, right? So maybe
it's just the way they clean themselves. Yeah. That's,
just cleaning.
Has to be it.
Otherwise, they'll do that kind of sit and squat and pull themselves around on the floor deal if they really need to get in there. But
that's usually bad because there's usually some kind of worms associated oftentimes. But, I mean, one thing to think about to bring it back tech-related.
How would you do that?
I'm gonna try.
Electronic cat butt cleaner?
No, because I bet you I don't have any solid recommendations right off the top of my head, but I bet you if you did a search with your parents and looked for an app that would teach you about animal behaviors, you could find some sort of app, maybe through National Geographic or I'm thinking like Planet Earth. I mean, these are gonna be wild animals, but you could probably find something that's going to talk about that.
That's a good one.
Even maybe the cartoon, my youngest loves it, called Wild Kratts, and they talk all about wild animals, but maybe they have something in there, an app or something you could find.
Yeah, your
I don't
kids
know.
Like it. It's not you. Sure.
Well, you know, the Wild Kratts. I mean, those guys are crazy.
Nice.
So check out maybe an app with your parents, see if you can find an answer.
All right. Well, since these audio questions aren't going very well, we got some email ones too, don't we?
We did. I don't know. I love these audio questions. I mean, they're not exactly the tech
thought.
Not
what I expected.
But you know,
so far the show is going great.
Yeah.
See, that's a cat, right?
And
it
is great. Very good, Tony. Awesome. Well, yeah, we did get an email. The first one I've got here, it says his name is Steve from Montana. Now, what he wants to know, he says he's getting married in June, and he's just wondering what are some things I should not say at my wedding.
Oh, I got the first one.
I don't. Sorry, Jason. We should do.
No, the better one is, man, your sister's hot.
Oh, man.
There's probably more things. Try to think of things you should say and then just leave everything else out.
Right. I mean, if you're that worried about what you shouldn't say, I mean, maybe you're getting married too soon. I mean, you'd think you'd know kind of what's going to be on the table and off the table when it comes to your new-to-be family and wife and everything
else.
Yeah,
but some people are just clueless.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how we can link that
to tech.
They
have no filter. Like Adam. Like, Adam has no filter. A lot of people are like,
Adam, you going to link this to tech?
Well, I'm asking Reddit.
Okay. Nice.
So, these are worst things to say at a wedding.
Okay.
Let's see. The Lannisters send their regards. that one's gold.
I love it. I love it.
Didn't she wear that at her last wedding? Let's see. I do.
I do.
Let's see. I give them a year at the most.
See, a lot of these are things that other guests might say. Yeah.
Hey, just to take this back. Adam, I was the best man at your... I'm not Dave. Dave, I was the best man at your wedding, right?
Yeah, you were. Yep.
Okay. I can't remember which wedding. I was the best man at quite a few weddings because, you know, when you're the best man, you got to go to a lot of weddings. was it your wedding where I did the funny speech?
Yeah, you...
you did one at mine, too.
Yeah.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, because you called me out for almost passing out at McDonald's once. Jason went into full regal. He's like, oh, Mr. Beauregard, I do declare. He was like making fun of me. He's like, well, here's this tough guy supposed to know karate.
Right at his wedding.
He kept yours at least based on something real, maybe. And mine, he made up this whole big long story, fictional, about how when we were little kids, we used to go fishing out at the pond back there, and we'd known each other for so many years. And I had known him, you know, like, at
and
that point.
I wasn't at your wedding. That sounds like something Jason would do.
It was awesome. I probably have a video of it somewhere if I search hard enough.
Oh, if you can find that, you got to at least do a private YouTube video and let us see
if
that.
If you have video, that would be hilarious.
I'll have to look and see. It was classic.
But,
I mean.
but unfortunately, the one I'm thinking of isn't any of these ones.
It's probably your brother's.
No, I don't think it was my brother. It was a friend. So I think it was my friend Doug from high school.
Oh, sure.
But I believe what I said, and I'm going to use, his name Doug, but not his wife, but I'm Melinda. We'll call her Melinda. I said, Doug and Melinda have been married for about an hour now. Here's to another hour.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I know.
Jinx
pretty evil.
Go ahead.
Oh, I had one more off of Reddit, and that was just simply the word psych.
Yeah, I mean, there's awesome. I think the list of things you should not say, I mean, we could go on for an hour there, you know. Yeah, I mean,
probably
never want to be like, what was your name again, or maybe
so Steve,
your ex's first name.
Hopefully these helped you here, Steve. So if you have any other questions, you know, send just a direct message over to Adam and he'll continue reading to you.
Yeah,
you should
what not
say.
To say.
Better,
yeah, just,
better
just
thing
remember,
to do. Go ahead.
Just remember to repeat after the minister.
Right, that's all.
Hi, Ross. It's, take you, Rachel. I mean.
Yep. It's not Simon Says. So the best thing, we'll tie this one back to tech, too. How about this? Best thing you can do, because this is where you got your wisdom on this, Adam, is to download, what was the app, Narwhal?
Yep, Narwhal.
Download Narwhal, hook it up to your Reddit account, and do a little search in the app. And just search out your question, and I think you'll find a very, very long list of things that would be bad to say at your wedding, or any wedding for that matter. So,
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
I like that Lannister's one. I think that one was golden.
That one is. That one would be one I think that would need to be said just because it's so darn funny.
Well, the, Red Wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's jump back into an audio question here.
Oh, more awesome.
Let's go on to the next. Yeah, we got lots of them. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome, though.
Good evening. This is Captain Poland. I have a big dilemma here because I have over 20 Godzilla movies.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know which one to watch. Which one is the best of them all? And I'm not including the mutated gecko that runs around New York that the Americans called Godzilla. That's a shame.
Godzilla.
So if you can provide me with any advice on which one is the best, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Wow. That all is right, well, good well, production the, value on that yeah, question.
I was going to say, the first Poland thing, for the win. Captain, is do not diss us American movies. Nothing
no,
is
No, I think
better.
He was dissing that 1998 or whatever Godzilla that looked
yeah,
terrible.
With Matthew Broderick when he was digging up worms or something.
Digging up worms.
I seem to remember he had some kind of thing, yeah.
You know what? I can't remember titles or anything. I mean, I've seen so many of them.
Right.
But I would have to say, I mean, the one that is in my memory the most is Mothra one.
Yeah.
I can't remember if that would be the best one or not because I have not seen these classics
right.
in, like, forever. But for some reason, that one just really sticks in my mind. So Jason personally is going to say Godzilla versus Mothra.
Nice, nice. How about you, Adam?
I'm going to be probably in the minority on this, but I thought that the 2014
you usually
one,
are. Even the three of us in the same room, you're the minority.
Where are you?
Bazinga.
You know, I feel so oppressed right now,
hey, Donald Trump said,
I really liked, even though a lot of people say it's slow moving, and in some cases it kind of is, the 2014 Godzilla, I thought looked awesome. I really liked that one. And I thought it was kind of a good movie overall, just the way they set it up. You didn't get to see a ton of the monsters, but it was like, somebody wrote once, like, this is what, when the Japanese started making their original Godzilla movies, this is what it looks like they were trying to impersonate, you know?
Right.
I thought they were really good, and I'm kind of looking forward if they do another one.
I did enjoy it. The new one looks pretty good, too, the one that's coming out.
Well, that's what I was going to say. One? Yeah, it was teased at the end of, at what, Kong, is it? The new, is it just called Kong?
Oh, really?
Yep, they teased Godzilla in there. Now, that's what I was going to say, too. I don't know for sure which I'd pick as my favorite, but I did a little research and pulled this up just now while you guys were talking, and it's from a website called IndieWire. And they rank the top 10 Godzilla movies. I won't read them all, but top three. Number one, the original Godzilla from 1954, from way back. I guess that site is still ranking that as the number one. Number two, Mothra versus Godzilla.
Hey,
so
that's what I said.
We're on track there with the list. And Adam, number three is 2014's Godzilla.
Hey. Oh, wow. They actually put that one above a lot of them. Huh?
They did, yeah. And, you know, but I'd have to agree because, I mean, obviously we don't know how it's going to be yet because it hasn't come out. But that newest one where it's going to be kind of a mashup with Kong and they're going to fight. And then from what I understand, team up against some other monster based on what was in the movie.
Cool.
It sounds like that's got some potential to be really, really awesome. So,
I like it.
Captain Poland, what's your favorite?
Yeah, leave us a comment.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention there's another one that I think it was a Japanese Godzilla that came out where I haven't seen it, but I saw previews for it, and I guess it's supposed to be really good. Let's see.
I think Adam's going to be talking about the one I was talking about. I didn't even know about the Kong one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in this preview, the Godzilla had like this really weirdly super long tail. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what tails are in length. I do know, okay. If it's a long tail, I could picture it.
Shin Godzilla is what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Godzilla and it's all Japanese. It's all subtitled.
Yep. Godzilla Resurgence. It's a 2016 Japanese kaiju film.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good.
No,
so you'll have to check that out, Dave.
I also really liked Pacific Rim, even though it's not a Godzilla movie. I like some of these big monster movies. I thought Pacific Rim was good.
See, yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I don't know why, but I never saw it.
Oh, really?
It's dumb, but it's
way to spoil it because I didn't even know it was a monster movie. For some reason, I thought that was part of that. what's that other series they've been doing? That's like the found footage kind of camera through the whole thing, but it's a horror movies.
Yeah, what was that called?
Paranormal?
Paranormal.
No. With the giant monster going through New York City, right? And it was.
I don't remember. Yeah, there's some kind of.
Oh, Cloverfield.
Yeah. Cloverfield. Yeah.
No, I thought Pacific Rim was cool.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. Okay. Absolutely.
Good question.
Absolutely. All right, well, how about our listeners? Thinker. Why don't you send us an email or tweet us or leave the right on our Facebook. What's your favorite all-time Godzilla movie? And maybe we could throw up a poll. Who wants to be in charge of putting a poll up?
I don't know how, but yeah.
How about Captain Poland? Maybe he could do a poll.
Nice.
I wonder, this seems to be one of those topics, though, because there are so many, and I'm sure everyone's got their favorite for whatever reasons. I have a feeling this could be a pretty polarizing, heated discussion if people get into it. So it could be fun to see. Grab the popcorn and sit back and see what happens in the comments. But that could be awesome. Yeah, we'll work on getting a poll. Where do we want to put it? On the Facebook page?
Probably the Facebook page.
Okay.
Be the easiest.
Yep, we'll do that. We should be able to get that in there pretty easy. So.
Okay.
All right, well, let's go on to the next question here. And it looks like it's from somebody named Ronald. All right, here we go.
Hey, Digital Soup, this is Ronald.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah?
Did I hit the wrong one?
No, that said it was Ronald.
Ronald. Okay, it sounded a little too effeminate. Let's start it over.
Hey, Digital Soup, this is Ronald.
Okay, I'm not going to make any judgments. Let's just listen.
Okay.
Hey, Digital Soup, this is Ronald. I really like the show, but I'm really wondering why you don't have Alexa on more often. She's my favorite host. She's way cooler than you, and I think she's a bit smarter. So can you bring her on again?
Ouch.
A bit smarter, huh?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. That was Ronald. Will?
Alexa, all right, well, let's find out. Alexa, do you want to be our new host?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Oh, sorry.
She's modest. She's modest, though.
You got to rig this up so that Alexa can hear all of us so we can ask her questions, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, maybe ask Alexa what her favorite Godzilla movie is.
Oh okay. Let me give that a try here. And sorry about the noise here. I'm just switching from, my cart wall to this. I apologize. Can you hear all that?
Take it out and edit.
All yep.
Right. I take you out, too. All right, Alexa, what's your favorite Godzilla movie? You can ignore me just like my wife. Alexa, what is your favorite Godzilla movie?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Oh,
okay, ask her what the best one is then.
Ronald. Alexa, what's the best Godzilla movie?
Sorry, I don't have the answer to that question.
Alexa, yeah, she is about as smart as we are.
What is Godzilla?
Godzilla is a 2014 American monster film directed by Gareth Edwards and a reboot of Toho's Godzilla franchise.
Nice.
Okay, that's about all
she picked my favorite one.
Yeah, very clinical. Well, Alexa, Ronald,
play the Godzilla scream or sound or whatever you call that thing.
Sorry.
Oh, whatever.
Well, I guess I'd say, Ronald, I mean, we brought Alexa on a little more. We certainly... I guess could try and incorporate Alexa a little bit more, but...
I'll get an extra cable so she can have her own channel.
It'd be great if she just interrupts us randomly.
Yeah, we hope you keep listening, though, because we do, we enjoy every one of our listeners. And, I think we just showed, though, I mean, at least we had an opinion on what the most favorite Godzilla movie was, I guess. I don't know. But keep listening, and thanks for the question.
All right. Well, it looks like we have one more email question here.
All right, go ahead. Jump on it.
Okay. Lindsay from Iowa asks, I know you guys joke about being middle-aged, out-of-shape guys, but have any of you ever run a marathon, maybe a 5K? If not, what would motivate you to run one?
Zombies chasing me would probably be about the only thing that would make me run a 5K.
I'm kind of pushing that 1K. I'm starting low.
Yeah.
You know.
So what, 1K, that's about...
Have any of you guys ever run a marathon?
No.
One time I played a marathon session of EverQuest. I think it was about 14 hours.
Marathon, I mean, marathon, that's, I don't know. I know a few people I have, a coworker has, and a few friends. That's absurd to me. I mean, that's what, 26.5, 26.2?
26.2, you'll see people with those like oval stickers that say 26.2 on them.
Yeah, and that, I mean, my hat's off to them, but I'm not built for that.
I mean, I'm not built for much.
No, I mean, even though I've been working hard the last few years getting in shape, I mean, that's a commitment to another level. Even a 5K, I'm not built to run distance at all.
I'm not sure I could
bike 5,000 miles is quite a bit, too.
Yeah. Or, you know, 3.5. So,
you know those stickers that say 26.2? Yep. All they need to do for me is move the decimal point. I think it would be great if it just said 0.262.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, you know, I got a quarter of a mile there. Living the dream.
Well, it's like that. Now, that's another commercial. That guy, he's out. Is it like a Fitbit or some kind of wearable? And he's out running and he's just sweating, feeling good about himself. And he stops. He's breathing heavy. And he looks at his Fitbit. He's like, what? And his wife is yelling out the front window of the house, you're doing great, honey. He made it less than a block away. It was awesome.
You got to start somewhere, though.
Right.
And that, you know, that question actually makes me, you know, think I should be doing more. And
yeah.
What would actually motivate me to run one? And maybe not, I don't think I'd ever be motivated myself to run a marathon.
Yeah.
5K would be cool just to be able to say I did it because I've never been able to do one.
Right.
And motivation is really just better health.
Yeah. I mean, that's a difference, right? A 5K, you could be motivated just to be better health, more fit, personal accomplishment. You dedicate yourself to running 26.2 miles in a marathon. That's not to benefit your health. That's like you're
bragging
just a
rights.
Yeah, competitive at I want to run and prove that I'm running for, you know, super far distances. I mean, a lady I work with, her daughter runs these I think they're called ultra marathons, and they're in like the 50 to 100 mile range, and they are absurd. She said that, you know, and I've talked to some people that have run these. They said, oh yeah, they're insane. They're awesome. We love them. But you get into them and you start running and that runner's high kicks in, and then you get so fatigued that you're like hallucinating, and it's dangerous. It's like,
wow.
And,
well, yeah,
and you
you're
do
not,
this willingly.
Your body's not built for that.
Right. I don't know about that. What would motivate me? I guess, like Jason said, you know, I'm not worried about zombies as much, but.
Well, you
know,
should be.
If a bear. Mm-hmm. If a bear.
A cougar.
Cougar. I mean, the fact is, though, you'd never make it 26 miles outrunning an animal, so that wouldn't even motivate me because no. I'm not
I thought we were talking about a middle-aged woman. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe I can outrun that one.
I'm really fast in sprints, but that's
Lindsay.
You know,
when I
think of a marathon, it makes me tired.
Yeah, I mean, no. Lindsay, to answer your question, you know, you started off your email very kindly saying that we joke about being middle-aged men out of shape.
Well, it's a complete joke for me, man. I got a six-pack. We talked about this
earlier. Right.
Yeah, it's a variety pack.
Yeah.
Did you say you have an ice pack? Is that what you said?
No, I've got a keg.
Yeah.
But there's a six-pack under there somewhere. I just know it.
I have a barrel that's filled with multiple six-packs, actually. But
and steaks.
Yeah. Donuts, whatever.
No, but I mean, hats off to marathon runners. Man. That takes discipline. That's the other thing. I think there's a big difference between motivation and discipline because I'm motivated, but in some things I'm just not disciplined. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I feel like I've got to be disciplined just to even attempt the thought of a 5K, but man.
I couldn't bike a marathon.
Yeah, I've done that.
Sometimes
when I was younger,
what was that? I think Jason just played a drop.
Is all I can offer sometimes.
Oh, that's nice.
We're talking about marathons. You
know? Yeah, you know I did when I was younger. Used to bike a lot, and right before I got my driver's license, a good friend of mine and I we hopped on our bikes, left from our house out in the country, and biked all the way clear to the other side of Cook, which from our house to Cook was, that's about 23, 24 miles. And we biked up there and then went about another 4 or 5 miles past to another friend's house, hung out for the afternoon, and then we biked it home. So I've done that. I've done over 50 miles on a bike in a day.
Sure.
It's not as bad as you'd think, but
I think 25 is about the most I've done on a bike.
Yeah. Definitely had a sore backside for a couple days and was happy to get my license shortly thereafter, but
no kidding.
So we got any more questions? Or?
We got two more, and then we can go on to better. I'm gonna edit this out because I don't know what I'm saying. All right, here we go. Here's one more question.
You'll leave it in.
We're not gonna leave it in because everybody knows I'm perfect. So
let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Right, let's hear it, man.
Hi, this is Chad from Hazard, Nebraska. I need to get blood out of my trunk. Do you know how?
Whoa.
Sounds like it was burning something.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wait, we got to listen to that one again because I missed some stuff.
Hi, this is Chad from Hazard, Nebraska. I need to get blood out of my trunk. Do you know how?
Okay, he did say what I thought he said. He needs to get blood out of his trunk.
Man.
Hopefully it's like either, deer blood or something.
He sounded like he was either burning something or was in the shower as he recorded it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to picture that, dude. Let's pretend he's burning something.
Let's
if you
want to
get blood out of, blood
in
out
case.
Of any kind of clothing or anything, usually it's cold water. Otherwise, I would try like Service Master.
Well, yeah. You really can't get blood out of anything. I mean, we watch these CSI shows all the time. They get that blue light in there, and they
see
blood. Special
chemical on there, yeah.
That question made me really uncomfortable.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe we should move on to the next one.
All right. Well, Chad from something Nebraska, you're just going to have to deal with it. I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, maybe
we're tech guys. We're not, CSI investigators here.
Yeah, and just in case that blood is not from like a deer hunt or something. We're big fans. I mean, don't yep. come after us because we didn't know the answer.
Right?
Because
my name's Jason. I'm in Ohio. Go ahead.
Funny guys. All right, here we go. And this this is the last question I have here.
Wow. Woo-hoo! Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hi, my name is Kasia. I have a question for you. How do I save myself from a kid that likes to bake? I'd appreciate your help in this. Thank you.
A kid that likes to bake?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Does she save herself?
How do I save myself from a kid that likes to bake?
Oh, yeah, like I mean,
asking too much of baking?
No baking, get in your room?
No, I'm guessing it's because the kid maybe is a good baker and she's worried about
caloric intake.
Enjoying too much of his baked goods. That'd be my thought on how you'd
save
yourself.
Or could it be a teenager into the marijuana?
Well,
hey, dude. It's
well,
Sasha,
first off,
I mean, mom.
Yeah, I mean,
leave me alone, mom. I'm baking.
Yeah, I mean, we know that Alexa won't help. So
no, she has no opinion.
I'm not
going to
ask
subject.
Her. She's she's off the show.
Well,
as
we talked about last week with Alexa delivering beer, she cannot deliver that. So I'm having to assume, let's assume the best, that they're talking about a situation where the kid bakes and cooks a lot and she's worried about the caloric intake. How do we tackle that? I mean,
well, if that's, so that's scenario one. And I would say, I would encourage you to get like a cookbook or a baking book that has a lot more healthy recipes.
Yeah.
That sounds really boring. I would never do that myself.
How about
scenario two, if it's the kid that's, go ahead, Dave.
No, I was just going to say on scenario one, how about if, obviously you're going to want to sample a little bit, but what if you just started, I mean, this is a very cheesy, serious answer, but maybe start bringing those baked goods to like a where they do, homeless like food shelves or like soup kitchens or
Dave's taking the high road on this question.
Taking the high road. Yeah. I mean, bring it somewhere like that, donate it, give it to friends. That's what you could do is just invite a lot of friends and
you say
family
don't eat
over.
It.
Yeah. Don't eat it.
Don't,
and don't eat it and donate it. But have a lot of people over that other people can eat it. So you don't have to eat all of it. I don't know.
If you want them to stop buying all the ingredients.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how old the kid is, right?
Yep.
Well, let's get a little information here from the one diabetic in the group.
Right.
Here's what I would suggest. Substitute all the real sugar with Truvia. Bake with Truvia. Yes, it's still not, you know, the other stuff that they're going to bake with, I don't know, the wheat and everything like that still is going to break down into sugar, but don't use just straight sugar. Use the Truvia and it'll be a little bit healthier and you can think to yourself, hey, I'm not taking in a ton of sugar.
So I might as well have a good second answer. Donut.
Yep.
Yeah, I might as well have like three of them and then
eat the pan.
And then it could have been one donut, you know, with regular sugar by the time you're done with it.
Or you could always send some of those baked goods the way of your favorite podcast that you called into. I mean,
express delivery, please.
Express so they stay fresh.
Yep. So scenario two, where it's, my kid's baking too much. I want them to stop.
Yeah.
What if it's not good? What if it's costing a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. Boy.
I mean, that's tough because you don't want to kill a kid's passion, right?
No. Redirect it. And
no, I think Chad killed a kid.
Yeah, let's not let's not bring up Chad in Nebraska, was it? I am a little fearful there.
Plot out of my trunk.
What if that's the case and your kid is baking and it's just not good and you don't want to, you know, try and kill their dream. You want to encourage something that they're into, but you don't want to be the bad guy, basically. What if you find a way to enter them into some kind of competition, like a children's
like a marathon.
Chopped? No, yeah, make them run marathons for every item they bake. Yeah, there you go. But no, you put them in something like a Chopped for kids or like that Gordon Ramsay.
Kids Chad like chopped some kids.
No, you put them in something like that, and that way the judges are the bad guys. Like, what are you doing? This is awful. Oh my gosh, you're horrible. I would consider never cooking again. Maybe that would, you know, you could be like, oh honey, I'm sorry.
It's a pretty elaborate plan, but it could work.
Hey Dave, hold on a second. What you're saying is actually really great, but we need Adam to do it as Gordon Ramsay. Go.
I was drinking tea just now. Gordon Ramsay. I've never done a Gordon Ramsay impersonation.
Wait, you're supposed to be able to do everything.
Bloody hell, what the hell is this? This is the worst thing I've ever tasted. Garbage. Garbage. What did you learn to cook? Your mother? I don't know what kind of accent that was. You learned to cook from your ma?
This is terrible.
It's suddenly he's East Coast. I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry for listeners. Idea. Okay, so
yeah, well,
interesting question.
That's a tough one. I mean,
again, not tech related, but
yeah,
we like these questions.
Did you guys keep track at all? What did we have? Did we have actually one or two tech? I know we tried to tie a couple of them tech related.
I guess
some apps.
The really only tech question we had was about the VCR.
Yeah, I mean, well, hopefully.
Good.
Hopefully when we this format change will keep working good, we'll get some good questions. And I mean, this was fun. Absolutely fun.
So, and just remember, Chad, everybody keep sending in those questions to Jason at digitalsuitpodcast.com. And, you know, we're going to have another show next week. So, you know, get those questions in and hopefully a little bit more tech orientated next time. Let's try to do that.
Again, with the new format, we just hope people like it, you know, versus our old one. So.
Right.
Okay. April Fools, guys. This is, we are not actually going to change our format.
Heck no. You
probably guessed that already, but we just thought it would be kind of fun to do a Dear Digital Soup show. And this is something that we think we might want to do maybe on a monthly basis as a special occasionally, you know, depending on what we get.
But
questions.
Real questions.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, these questions were actually made up. They weren't really user submitted.
Yep.
They were submitted.
Well, they were submitted, but we want to thank. We won't name real
Chad's
names.
Not real, people.
Yeah,
Chad's not real.
Chad did not kill anybody. We do want to thank all of you that took the time to record some audio and send it in to us.
We really appreciate it.
It was really short notice.
And actually was some listeners that did submit
some
of those.
Yeah, some was real. Right. Some were a little bit fibbish.
Right.
We'll go with
that.
But it is April Fool's, guys. It's April 1st.
It is.
So you know what? I'd like to know what some of your favorite April Fool pranks are.
Yes.
Let us know.
Absolutely. And, you know, since they're going to hear this on April Fool's Day, also let us know if you've been pranked today. Has anyone pulled anything on you that really stuck it to you or that really was like a brilliant prank? That'd be awesome to hear. So,
and definitely record it. We like to hear your actual voice way better than read an email.
Yep. And if you're not comfortable giving your real name, you can leave a Twitter handle. You can leave a fake name. You know, we're just going to play whatever you send in. Same with your emails. Just, you know, whatever you want us to refer to you as is cool with us. So Guys, that was a very fun, hopefully we didn't make anyone mad, very fun April Fool's show special episode here. I want to just close it off this week and leave you with a little bit of wisdom.
We love wisdom.
Yep, no riddles this week because we do still have the riddle out there. Speaking of marathons earlier, the enormous riddle that Jason laid out for us last Tuesday here.
And I just want to let everybody know, not one response yet. We only have a couple of days.
Oh, boy, get it in.
Until we air, so no responses yet. So
I know I still have my plan together, and I think I know. I'm not sure how to use all the items, but I know I can use a few of them, and I think I'll live. Yep. But.
Well, let me clarify that right now in case anybody else has the same idea here. You don't have to use all of them. Those are just what's available to you. Ooh. What you would use out of there to actually do it. You don't need
turned.
Mm. So get your answers in for that too. So
I wanted to make one more comment. You know, we said that the questions were fake or whatever. Mm-hmm. All of our discussion and answers were legitimately real. That was real discussion. None of this stuff was scripted. So I don't want to have that impression that we weren't. You know, and we had that all set up because not all of us heard all the questions
Only Jason knew all the questions beforehand. Dave and Adam were actually pretty surprised about some of these.
Yeah, these are pretty awesome.
Yeah, especially
it was
Chad.
Yeah, Chad was genuine with the lights creepy. On. Right.
That was one of my employees at work. We actually recorded it right on the grill line as he was cooking.
Oh, that was the noise.
that was some sizzling steak going on there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, guys.
Now Adam's hungry. First he was disgusted because he thought a kid was chopped up in the trunk.
I had
and now
a steak
he knows
already.
There was steak going on. He's like,
oh, I already had mine. We're good.
Nice. Nice. Well, again, thank you to all of you, friends of the show and listeners that took the time to work with us on this and send in the questions last minute. And again, send in any questions anytime. We do want to possibly look to do this again in the future.
Definitely.
But Tuesday, legitimate, real questions. Answer anything you want to send us. We're open to answer just about anything. Might not have the answer, but we'll give it a shot. But we'll be back Tuesday with a regular episode for you guys, so tune in there. And tell your friends, we've been seeing a little bit of growth this week, which is pretty exciting, pretty awesome. So you guys are spreading the word, which is very cool. The Digital Soup community is growing. But let's get to that closing wisdom and get out of here. Something that we never, ever follow on this show, so I figured it's a good reminder for us. And it's a quote from Abraham Lincoln from way back in the day. And it says, "It is better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt." Guys, take care. Hope you've had a very happy April Fool's Day with some excellent pranking going on. And we will see you right back here Tuesday with a brand new episode. Have a good one, guys.
See you later. DigitalSoupPodcast.com.
Auf Wiedersehen.